Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. I hope you were kind of intrigued by the title of this episode, and I'm not going to ramble around for too long. Without further ado, let's just get into the topic. So for the second time of my life, I have to wear brackets again. Hence the title, Brax Friday, which I think is quite cool. Gotta say, I'm proud of myself for finding that relevant title. I just want to approach the topic. I think it's quite a sensitive topic for a lot of people, and yeah, hence this episode today. It's important to me, it matters to me as well as to other people, and I want to reassure all of us who are hearing this. And if some of you are wearing brackets for the first time, please just know that everything's going to be all right. And yeah, let's get a bit deeper into this topic. So wearing brackets for the second time of my life, how does it feel? I got the brackets on yesterday, so it's quite fresh. I'm still a bit adapting. It's not hurting yet. Long story short, I think I wore brackets on the upper jaw. I don't know how you call it in English. So the upper level and the lower level when I was about 14 to 15 for about 1 or 2 years. It's not as clear as it used to be for me. Like, I don't really remember well. All I remember is that it went pretty fine. I didn't endure too much suffering, too much pain through the whole experience, and I didn't undergo too much mocking or bullying from other people or family members. Whoever do I know? So my personal experience, first experience with brackets, went pretty well. Now, I know it's not the case for everyone. And, you know, for some people, this procedure, the whole procedure can last from a couple of months to several years. Some like even almost a decade of wearing brackets. About 8 years, I've read or I've heard, and this can become quite a traumatizing experience for some people. So that's why it's really important for me to deal with this topic, to approach it, so that some people might feel better about it, that they might not feel so ashamed of it, and so that they can actually take it more lightly. What's brackets? If you know, some people have never heard about brackets. It's basically like metal parts that are going to be glued on the teeth, so that if your teeth are like not in the same alignment, so that they become in alignment, so that they become aligned and straight, and so that you have a nice smile. And I decided a few months ago to actually wear brackets again, because one of my teeth on the upper level had moved. Like, I've noticed it progressively since last year, and this year it became quite obvious to me. And I was feeling a bit embarrassed about it. I didn't want to smile as much as I used to. Like, I wasn't like embracing my smile as much as I used to. So I thought, okay, you know what? Let's just get a quotation from a dentist, from an orthodontist. And the price is not low, especially if you're not. If you don't have the backup, the support from a health insurance, it can become quite pricey. But for me, it was just the price to pay, because I wanted to have a nice smile again. I had the first good experience with it, so no big deal. It wasn't a big thing for me to wear it like 1 year or a bit less. But I know it can be hard to take as news for some people, and especially for people who had already not a so nice experience with it and who underwent mocking from other people who didn't dare to smile anymore, who maybe missed on some experiences in their life because they didn't dare to have too much social contact because of those brackets. So first, if this is the first week you are wearing them and you fear that you might get some mocking at school or wherever, please know that this is something that you don't have to take lightly. Like, you should actually feel free and feel comfortable about talking about it with your parents, with your close friends. If you feel any shame about it, any discomfort, dare to actually call the orthodontist and to go there to get it checked, and if something has to be done or modified, like, just take it seriously, because it's your own comfort and your own happiness is at stake, because you probably want to have a nice smile. So, you know, no matter what it takes, don't feel uncomfortable about talking about it or about asking for help. Go to the people you trust, and if you get some bullying, if you are mocked by people, address the topic with your parents. Make sure that those people are actually taken accountable for what they've done, because, you know, in 2019, like, people should be quite aware that it's not a light topic and that you shouldn't mock people because it can have severe consequences on them, and people can undergo trauma because of this, and it can follow them. Like, it can be a high burden to carry for months and even months and years afterward. So it's essential that you talk about it. You feel really just comfortable about talking about this. It's going to be sometimes a bit bothering with eating, and you might have to go through some comfort regarding chewing and eating some types of foods, and speaking, so your pronunciation of thing, the articulation and everything. You have to understand that this is new for your whole body. For first in your mouth, where it's taking place, your tongue, your gums, your lips, everything has to readapt to this. And it's gonna take a few days or weeks before your lips actually cover the brackets without it hurting or leaving some wounds in the mouth, which shouldn't get worse. Like, you have some different some gel that you can apply onto the wounds in your mouth if you have some, but yeah. And basically, like, in life, you have to adapt to change your behavior in so many different situations, because when you're a baby, from being a baby to being a toddler, and from a toddler being to being a kid, and from being a kid to a teenager, and from being a teenager to an adult, you are going through different experiences, social experiences, as well as cultural experiences, and you have to adapt. That's a necessity for us, generally speaking, for us human beings to survive. So you're not always pleased, delighted about the different changes that you have to make through your life, but you have to make them so that you reach a level of, you know, thriving, a level of peacefulness. And once those changes are done, you're actually quite satisfied that you made them. You are grateful for it, because you know which purpose those changes served. And that's the same with the brackets. You know, it's a new thing. It's a new step, a new phase into your life. But just bear in mind, it's not going to be forever. And even though you might have some pains in your teeth because it's so the metal, not fiber, the metal a wire, yeah, it's a wire. Every couple of months, the orthodontist is going to make it like squeeze a bit more. It's going to become a bit harder so that your teeth actually can move or get closer to one another or broader. So yeah, you're gonna have some pain, but you know that there is, I think first you should address this by the foods that you eat. Go for anti-inflammatory, for foods that are, you know, that can actually help you deal with the pain. So go for ginger, I guess. Lots of herbs can be good as well. Parsley, turmeric. Just look for those foods that can help you deal with the pain. And then in extreme case of pain, then, you know, don't hesitate to take a painkiller. And as a vegan, I know it's quite a hard thing to do because first, you know, I would assume most vegans are like, they're mostly about like, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. But sometimes, even if it's a hard step to make for vegans, you have to take medication and you might not know if it's vegan, if it has been tested on animals, but we are talking about your health. And if you're not as healthful as you can be, then it's going to be harder for you to step up, to stand up for the animals. So your health should always be a priority in your life, no matter what. Then about the speaking, yeah, at first it's going to be a bit uncomfortable. You can just don't be afraid to practice at home, you know, to do some pronunciation exercises online. There probably are some videos about how to train your pronunciation with brackets so that you will feel more comfortable and that so that you dare speaking out loud at school or university. Don't be scared to speak up in public. Yeah, there is probably a chance that people are gonna mock you, and you know what? Most of the people we don't know, and most of those people, they surely underwent some really embarrassing situations in their lives. You know, if those people just mock you, just like picture them taking a shit, picture them like puking up because they've drunk too much. Picture them in like literally really embarrassing situations. You having brackets is nothing to be embarrassed about. It's something that you had to have done for your own comfort, for your own good, for your own happiness. So don't be ashamed about something that is right. It's the same with vegans and vegans not daring to become activists. You shouldn't be ashamed, feel guilt or fearful about speaking up for what is right. And as for the brackets, it's the same thing. Never apologize, don't be apologetic for wearing brackets. And just picture those people in embarrassing situations. Don't be afraid to actually go up to them and tell them, like, do you think you're actually intelligent? Like mocking someone with brackets? Like, isn't there, there are worse situations, but there are lighter situations as well. But just because someone is different, like, it's the same with people being racist or considering that animals are inferior. You know, just because someone is different, you don't have to make fun of them or use them, exploit them. What do I know? Teach those people a lesson based on your own experience. You know, ask them to remind themselves about some embarrassing situation And if they would like to be reminded this situation, if they would like that in this very situation, if they would have liked to be mocked and made fun of, yeah, just deal like this. But always remember to remain peaceful, because violence doesn't solve violence. Well, I think that's about everything I wanted to say. It's a quite short episode, but you know, it's not a big deal. People might make fun of me. I don't give a shit, because most of the people who will, I don't even know them. So why would I give a shit? Why would I even care about people that I don't even know? And because in any case, you're gonna be mocked upon. You're going to be like gossiped about in your life. That's what life's about, because some people don't have anything else to do, or they don't have any other way to compensate the lack of something in their life, the lack of support, the lack of love. So people are always gonna make fun or judge or criticize, no matter what you do or wear or think. So just get used to it. Just get comfortable in the uncomfortable. And that should be a good lesson, you know, to keep in mind in your everyday life. Whenever you start worrying about something and having so many thoughts in your head that you can't even count them anymore, that there are many more thoughts in your mind than there are stars in the universe. Yeah, just remind yourself that you're just a modest, humble human being on this planet. You're doing the best you can, and no matter what you do, you're going to be judged or criticized or made fun of. So just give the people gently the finger. As someone said, just kill them with kindness. The best way to deal with violence is non-violence, because people can deal well with violence, like they're prepared to react to violence with violence. But when you face them with non-violence and with kindness, they actually feel quite embarrassed, and they don't even know what to do anymore, because they didn't expect that reaction. Yo, so that's it. Please keep treating yourself kindly, with kind words, with kind thoughts, and treat other people the same way you would like to be treated. Don't think too much. Don't worry too much. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be fine. And I wish you a lovely rest of your day, beautiful souls. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.